Dr. Leonard Ortman, who serves as the public health ethicist working with the public health unit at the, and we sit in the office of the director of science at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Ortman completed a two-year fellowship in public health ethics at CDC in 2010. And prior to that, he taught ethics and bioethics at Tuskegee University National Center for Bioethics and Research in Healthcare. And Dr. Ortman will be speaking about a case study, Community Health Needs Assessment and the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Thank you, Drew, and I'll remember right off the bat to say I have no relationships to disclose. And I should situate what we're doing here within a larger project at CDC where we've developed a training tool in public health ethics and consists of a sort of a public health ethics 101 section, and then we have five cases that are associated with it that are cases of the kind that could turn up in a public health department. And so what we plan to do in the future is continue to add cases to a repository of cases that will be on our website. And if you go to cdc.gov and go under public health ethics, you can find both this training module and then ongoing cases. And so what I'm going to present today is sort of a pilot or a rough draft of this case that we are developing in regard to the Affordable Care Act. We want this to be a useful tool to help you and your health department to think about how you might go about thinking about some of these issues we've talked to today in collaborating with your local hospital. So that's what we're developing here. And so, I'm sure you're all familiar with the case-based approach as that's applied to ethics. It was a traditional method of teaching ethics, and compared to, you know, just giving someone abstract ethical principles and asking them to apply it, you might say that's a top-down deductive approach. The case-based approach works from the bottom up by giving you a concrete situation. And one of the virtues of it is it's like telling a little story. And so you sort of get immersed in the case and start thinking about it as though this were something that was happening in real life. So we see this case as helping you to anticipate engaging in one of these discussions with a hospital. And that's similar to the way common law works, that you develop a precedent of cases, and that forms a basis for thinking about how you should do things. And the advantage of a case-based approach is it encourages ethical reflection and discussion. It reinforces your basic ethical concepts through application to concrete cases. It highlights practical decision-making. Our cases don't invite you to just think abstractly about ethical principles. We try to frame them in such a way that it's asking you, the public health professional, to make a decision about a pending issue that could be on your desk tomorrow. Now, in a very important dimension of these cases, it allows the learners to consider different perspectives. And if you think about it, this is one of the things that's going to be very important. Ruth talked about how the hospital is probably going to be approaching this issue of community assessment from a different perspective. And so it's giving you a chance to hear the kind of place they're coming from and for them to hear the kind of place that you're coming from. So it's going to sensitize the learners to complex, multidimensional contexts of issues in public health practice. Now, I don't know if any of you have any experience working in medical ethics or other kind of ethics cases, but this really isn't the kind of thing one normally thinks of as an ethics case. When one thinks of an ethics case, one usually thinks of, you know, something like abortion or should I pull the plug on grandma or not, where, you know, it's a real dilemma between these two issues. And this seems more like a negotiation. And so I thought it would be necessary to sort of say, well, what are the ethical dimensions of a case like this? And the first thing I'll say is something that Ruth mentioned. From a public health perspective, engaging with the community is a real ethical imperative. That's part of what we do and need to do as a public health official. So we need to engage with communities, and we have to respect their values. When you were just a minute ago talking about who is the community, is it, or who is public health? Is it the values of the public? Is it the specific values of public health? They sometimes are not completely in sync. And so you might want to think of this in terms of what are the interests and values at stake when you define who the public is and public health. And obviously what you want to do when you're working with the community is build and maintain trust. Just as in the credit market, in the money market, where trust breaks down, where credit breaks down, we've seen in the last 5 years how when that's broken down, the whole economy comes to a grinding stop. Similarly, if you don't have trust with your community, there's a lot of things you just can't do. And so this, we look at this in some ways as the beginning of trying to develop trust, not only with your community conceived of in the sense of the individuals, but your hospital and your healthcare system is also part of the community. So you need to start developing trust and building trust with the members of the healthcare community. And one way of understanding this is that, and I'm sure some of you went, or most of you went to Sir Michael Marmot's opening talk, and when he talked about that one guy about who public health was, and he more or less said everyone, you know, is all the sectors. Because any sector that could influence health is in a way part of public health. And so oftentimes public health will be, you know, perhaps should be looked at as the convener for addressing a lot of different kind of issues that may happen in transportation, but will have a health impact on community members. So we can look at this as an opportunity, public health to have an opportunity to be this focal point for managing the intersectoral processes between transportation, the hospital system, and public health. And the goal is to close gaps in health coverage, and to help coordinate efforts to link these domains. And so we're at the stage now where we're at the very beginning of trying to normalize working with hospitals in terms of this intersectoral process. And you might say the long-term goal, I think we'd all like to see, is that community health is fully integrated with the healthcare system. And we're a very long way from that, but hopefully this is one of the first steps towards that goal. And as Ruth mentioned, when you're talking about bringing in ethics, it's really a question of what are the respective values that come into play. When you do a stakeholder analysis, you have to ask what are the different interests and values, commitments of the different players in that system. And I would say that anytime you make an ethical decision, what you're effectively doing is prioritizing a set of values. And so I also believe that human beings really share the same set of values. And if they do, you might ask, well, why are we always disagreeing? And I think it's because values, as the term implies, have a quantitative component. They have a valence. So it's not, say, in the abortion debate, it's not as though the people who favor life don't care about choice. Both sides care about choice, but they care about them differently, or they have different degrees of commitment to those same values in this context. And the reason I'm underscoring that point is because if you can start seeing the respective values of the stakeholders, the community, the public health folks, and the hospital, as sort of these shared values that we may just be committed to differentially, then I think that might form a basis to find those underlying values and start doing maybe some horse trading about, as Ruth mentioned, why aren't you, you're putting all your eggs in this basket, why not a little bit in that? If we're going to help you and we're going to collaborate, why don't you give me a little bit of what I need over here in order for the support I'm giving you here? So if you can put it at this level of these underlying shared values, I think you're beginning to find a basis, a common basis for collaboration. So this is our case such as we have it, and we're going to hear some of your input, critiques or input, and we're going to then come up with a final version of this and put this on our website. And this is, normally when we do our cases, we first have a section that either talks about the scientific burden of a disease. In this case, it's probably going to have some information about, this health, Affordable Care Act and this tax form and the policy aspect of it. And then we usually then describe a particular scenario, like, and this is the scenario, and then after that we have questions. So here is our scenario, and here's the hospital aspect of this. It's Russell Hospital. It's a critical care facility in rural Lee County, population 150,000. It's the primary hospital for Lee County, but it's part of an 8-county healthcare network of regional rural hospitals. This network includes a cancer center, trauma and maternity units, and it's recently had an in-house community needs assessment. And the priorities that they identified in-house were a new coronary care unit and a new emergency department. And maybe it was fueled by some of these marketing decisions about what was going to bring in the most dollars. And then on the other side, we have the public health perspective. And this was the Lee County Health Department, and it conducted something like the MAP process that we just heard described 2 years earlier. And they did get the vice president for nursing from the hospital to participate in this. But the priorities they identified were infant mortality, mental health, chronic disease prevention, and they went through some of the same kind of metrics that we saw Ruth presenting. So the health department has organized 3 community work groups for each of these priorities, but the work groups themselves are struggling how to allocate limited resources amongst these work groups and how much effort they're going to put to each of these projects and how to prioritize them. As someone in ethics, we're always asked these questions, well, how do you decide amongst these priorities? And it really does come down to values. And what a value is something you consider important. That's the really baseline of what a value is. What is the most important thing for you? What are you most committed to? What is going to give your life meaning? What are your core values? And so that's a hard thing to decide, especially when they come into conflict. You have to decide, just like if you ever happened in your life, but if you were dating 2 different men or women and then you had to decide, that's a tough decision a lot of times. There's no algorithm for that. It's something that's going to force you to determine what's most important. That's going to be establishing your integrity and defining who you are. So those are hard, hard kind of decisions. So don't, so if this is a hard process at that level, that's part of what it means to be human, and that's part of the challenge here. Okay, and so the next phase here, you're going to seize the initiative. You're not going to wait for a call from the health department. We're going to suggest you seize the initiative here. And so the Lee County Health Department director will request a meeting with the Russell Hospital CEO. We don't know if he'll agree, but this is the plan. And you're going to, what you want to do here is describe the MAP process, tell your experience in conducting these community need assessments, and explore ways to collaborate. It may well be the case that the hospital right now is saying, how the hell are we going to do this? And it might be one of those situations where they will see you as a savior, or at least someone they say, we can benefit from your expertise. Now, your primary concern, your strategy, is to ensure that community values and public health perspectives are integrated into the hospital's planning process. That's what you want. And so your director tasked you, his MAP coordinator, to develop a presentation for the Russell Hospital CEO. And so here's your task, to describe the department's experience with community assessment, to highlight the importance of priority setting process, and to say you've had experience in that as well, and make the case for the public health perspective, engaging with community, respecting community values, designing programs that incorporate community values. And I really love that thing Ruth said about the hospital is interested in, you know, getting more patients in. They may not know that this neighborhood down here has a long-standing chip on its shoulder with the hospital for reasons they don't even know. And so they all go somewhere else, or they don't go at all. That would be something that would be a mutually beneficial knowledge. So that's just an example of something that could be a win-win in terms of collaboration. So here's then just to sort of summarize where we stand on this. You know, the Russell Hospital wants the coronary care unit, new emergency department, and the Lee County wants infant mortality, mental health, and chronic disease. So we've designed just some questions to start think about, you know, and if you had a group in your department that just wanted to try to do a dry run or think about how this process might work, here's a way to ask yourself some questions. Who are the major stakeholders, and what values, goals, and perspectives do they bring to the discussion? You know, just knowing who your friends, who your enemies are, who your potential collaborators are. How might their goals and perspectives come into conflict? What are some of the ethical tensions that you can anticipate? In developing your presentation, do you need to reach out to stakeholders or to include them in your process? Sometimes it's enough to just imagine what their views might be, but other times you have to bring them aboard to really get their perspective and to get their buy-in. What role, if any, should hospitals, health departments, or community members of the other seven counties in the regional network play in your thinking about your presentation? What criteria should be used to determine the community needs and how to address them? What public health perspectives and ethical principles are relevant? What might be a good process to achieve the prioritization and transparency goals of ACA? Sometimes just getting the right procedure in place might be winning half the battle. And then finally, this seems to me in some ways to be the toughest question. Given the different priorities of the hospital and the health department, how can you find common ground? I suggest that, you know, that this ethical analysis in terms of stakeholder values and trying to tease out from this underlying core values that you share, and then maybe doing a little horse trading as to, you know, and this is actually the way things used to work in Congress. I'm sure you've all heard that since they got rid of earmarks, now the senators can't do any horse trading, and as a result of that, the party leaders have no leverage over maverick senators. So there's a little sense in which horse trading, compromising, is a way to perhaps proceed. Okay, oops, I think I did the same thing. That was my last slide. So we'll entertain some questions here for 5 minutes. If you have any questions about this. Yes, ma'am.
I have a real visceral response to the use of the word value.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have nothing to do with what I understand that to be, but rather having to really decide on what are our community needs, what is our capacity to fulfill those needs, what other needs are there that we need to fulfill. And I don't see any of that having to do with values or morality as opposed to maybe some business decisions or whatever else. So can you explain
sure. You know, there are various kinds of moral principles. Now I'm going to be the professor, you know, the ethics professor here for a minute. There are various kinds of ethical principles. Some of them you're more familiar with. They're called ethical rules. Like if you're familiar with it doing research, they're the rules governing research on human subjects. Or just from a religious sense, you know, the rule, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie. So some ethical principles are rules like that. Then there's a kind of an ethical perspective that you see in utilitarianism, benefits and harms. So benefits are those things that are good for people, and harms are those things obviously that are bad, and you try to maximize the benefit and minimize the harms. Values have a sort of a larger focus, in the sense that they're, they're just the things you think are important that you're committed to, and some of those are more traditional kind of things we would put under morality. For example, you value honesty, you value integrity. Those are moral values, but there are also some things that you think are important and you value, but you wouldn't necessarily think of as a moral value, but it is a value for you. And number one for a lot of people is that value of money or finances. That is certainly a value. Friends, having property. Those are all things that are important things in life and that you value. We wouldn't call them necessarily ethical values. But when you're dealing with these kind of situations with the hospital and you're considering the interests, the needs of the community, you're often going to have to be weighing different kinds of things. The hospital, and this is why we've talked at some, why I've wanted to talk about values, because the hospital may be prioritizing certain kind of values that are monetary or financial, whereas the things that you might consider most important and value are benefits for your community. Okay? And so you may have to be willing to give them some of what they want, their ability to make some money, in exchange for a certain amount of community benefit. In other words, I'll support you doing this, but over here, I want to make sure that, for example, you create this program in our community. So it's kind of a trade-off. So often what happens in a discussion is you're trading off various goods and values against each other. Now, there are certain kind of values that we don't negotiate with. We wouldn't want to, put on the one side lives and on the other side money. Although sometimes there are discussions like that when you talk about quality life years and so on. How much is it worth saving, how much is it worth spending on that person to save their life? Those are extremely hard, difficult, uncomfortable kind of trade-offs that there's many people have moral issues even going there. But I'd say for most of the kind of things you're going to get involved here in this relationship with the hospital, they're not, I don't think anyone would feel, I'll just speak personally, I wouldn't, if I were in the position of the health department and I said, look, I want to get it all. I want 100% of that money to be spent on upstream community stuff. I don't think I'm going to get it, but that's what I want. And I'm going to try to maximize how much I get for the community. But it might mean that I'm going to have to say to the hospital, okay, I'll support this and I'll try to get this community that never comes to your hospital to come to your hospital for coronary health care if you build a mental health, outreach clinic in that neighborhood. I wouldn't have a moral issue with that. I'd say I did good by my community and I don't think I sold out. I think I got something for my community if I did that. So that's, I don't know if that has answered your question, but that's how I'm thinking about it.